Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your homies can be your worst enemies. They're the closest to you. They know your ins and outs. Act like bitches.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Nikiki, a.k.a. Miss Keep It Moving. Welcome to tonight's episode of the Miss Keep It Moving Show. Glad you all were able to tune in tonight for this, what I like to call a very hot topic. It was a hot discussion that we had about it. The show is about co-parenting and dating. Is it selfish or not? I want some of y'all to answer the questions that were posed in the conversation that I had with the people that I work with daily. And the topic came up as one of the young ladies asked a question on behalf of one of her friends. And the question was whether or not she should let the child go with her father, as she normally does, on a trip to Disney World. And so the father has, you know, taken the baby to Disney World before. So this, to me, indicates that he consciously takes time with his child, which it's one of the things I was trying to get them to focus on. But the question was whether or not she should let her go because the father has a girlfriend, a love interest. And not sure how the whole scenario is. All I'm focusing on right now is the dynamics of the relationship and the question that was put out. And so we know that the two people aren't together. They do have a child in common that they share, and they co-parent together. To my knowledge, their relationship is, the co-parenting relationship is very great. It's good, which is wonderful to hear. Rarely do you hear that. Most times I'm hearing about the father not doing what he's supposed to do, or he's not taking time with the child, or he's not doing anything with the child. But this young man apparently is, and so is the mother. According to a coworker, they work very well together to raise their child, which is wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. So I wanted to talk about, bring this topic to the public, because I know that there are a lot of people who are in a similar situation. So I wanted to have this discussion tonight because I think it's important, and I think there are some things that people should think about before they make decisions based on emotion. So the question again, and I hope I'm not get it right, was whether or not the young lady should let the child go with the father to Disney World with the now new girlfriend. And I think she has, the new girlfriend has children. So it would be the father, the girlfriend, her children, and the daughter, that he has. And the question came up because the mother feels some type of way about letting the child go with the father with this new love interest, because once it's another female, and the mother is saying, well, I haven't even taken my child to Disney World. I don't want her going with somebody else. Is that selfish or not? The young man asked the question whether he should just take her anyway and not worry about what the mother says. Is he being selfish or not? There's a lot of angles that we have to look at in this situation. You know, we have to look at it from a moral standpoint. We have to look at it from a biblical standpoint. And we have to look at it from legal. He is her father. She is her mother. And I understand feelings. I'm an emotional person myself. But, you know, as I've gotten older and gotten a little wiser, I do know that you can't let your emotions dictate what you know to do or what you know to be is right. And so I want to have this conversation with some of you, and I hope you will join in and tune in and give me your 2 cents about this topic, because it's important and it needs to be discussed. So I look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be back after a brief break. Thank you. We'll be back.
Said I'd be gone by 5, but it's sunrise and I'm still in your bed. Good night, you sleep means goodbye. Me replaying memories in my head. Look at you, look at you, look what you made me do. How do you figure my every move? Who are you, who are you? You look so familiar. I know you, baby, I know the truth. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Awesome. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Awesome. We used to talk till midnight. All those days that you stayed at my house, we were just passing the time. When we were young and we ain't had no vows. Nah, 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 maybe later on I'll text you, and maybe you'll reply. We both know we had no patience, together day and night. Get an eye on our supply, and we ain't satisfied. I could love you all occasions. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Awesome. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me.
All right. Welcome back to the Miss Keep It Moving show. I hope you had a good day today. My day was pretty good. Had a good day at work, and I hope all of you did as well. Tonight's show topic is about co-parenting, a topic that we actually were discussing yesterday at work. I was talking to some of my coworkers on the job about co-parenting. There was a situation that came up with one of the coworkers' friends who asked a question about whether it was selfish or not, and whether he should consider the feelings of his baby's mother or not. And the question was, taking the child, the daughter that they have together, taking her to Disney World like he always does or he has done in the past, but with this added component, he now has a love interest. The love interest has children of her own. This is how it came to me. Whether or not that scenario is the right setup, I do know that there's a child involved, the father and the baby's father and the baby's mother are co-parenting together, and they're doing it very well. But now he has a new love interest, and he still wants to take his daughter to Disney World, but the mother has expressed her disapproval of this action because she's not taking the daughter to Disney World. And she doesn't want the daughter to go with some other woman first before she can take her. Now, I have my thoughts about that because I wonder, is that coming from a place of emotion, selfishness, bit of envy? I don't think it's I understand the feelings because as a mother, I might feel some type of way at first having my children around another love interest. If my husband and I were not together. But as someone on the outside looking in, you can kind of give better insight and help everybody that's involved kind of see from all angles. You have to see from the angle of the father. You have to see from the angle of the mother. You definitely have to see from the angle of the child. And you have to consider the new love interest. You know, has anybody sat down and had a discussion? And to my knowledge, I don't think that has happened, and it should if that's the case. Now, if they are co-parenting as well as I'm being told, this should not be a hard task. And these questions that have been posed, whether or not to just take the baby anyway, and not care about the mother's feelings or consider the mother's feelings. And then the mother, is it selfish for her to say, no, you can't take her because I haven't taken her yet, so you can't take her with some other woman? Is that selfish or are her feelings valid, especially if she hasn't met her? But even if that's the case and the fact that she might not have met this other love interest yet, that's not to say that she shouldn't sit down. In my humble opinion, I don't think she should take this opportunity away from the child or the father, because there are so many young women who are complaining about how the father is not involved in the child's life and how the father isn't doing anything for the child, not buying food, not buying clothes, not taking the child to school, what have you. Here we have, not, like I said, I don't know the whole entire, I'm just basing this broadcast on the information that I received. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a hard situation. It's just that they're going to have to be adult about it and have a sit-down conversation with all adult parties involved, because they have to consider that baby's feelings. Because, of course, she's looking forward to going to Disney World. And for he not to take her because he has a girlfriend, and because this mother is saying, I don't want her to go because you have a new girlfriend, I don't want her around my child because I don't know her, it's still not an excuse. Because I say, one, you man up, you introduce your love interest to your baby's mother. You say, we need to sit down and have a conversation. Baby mama needs to say, okay, how you doing? What's your name? My name, blah, blah, blah. And kind of take it from there. Have an adult conversation about it. But I don't think either party should take away from this baby's experience and her time with her father. Whether there's an addition to his life should not be a subtraction from the baby's life. Y'all can catch that later. But I want y'all to think about that and, you know, chat in and tell me what you think. And I'll let everybody know out there in Radio Land what you're thinking and what your thoughts are. You can also dial in 646-564-9711. And you can just click the link to listen in. You can chat in your comments and your thoughts about this episode. I'll be talking to you in just a few moments when we come back from break. This is Nikikia, a.k.a. Miss Keep It Moving, and this is the Miss Keep It Moving Show. I'll be right back.
Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn.
All right, welcome back to the Miss Keep It Moving show. I am your host, Nikikia, a.k.a. Miss Keep It Moving, and this is a live broadcast about co-parenting and dating. So the reason, like I said earlier, I brought this topic to the show is because it's interesting, and it is something that is going on even that's quite prevalent, especially in my age group. My age group and younger, I would say. There's a lot of co-parenting going on, and it's getting to the population of that is greatly increasing due to the fact people are not wanting to get married now, or they get married and they don't stay married, or they're dating and end up with a kid, blah, blah, blah. Whatever reason, a kid is produced between two people who are no longer together and somehow have to work out being parents to this child and keeping that relationship as positive as possible. And like I said, it's important to talk about this because it's a topic that affects the children, and ultimately it influences the type of adults the children will become. It influences the way they'll think as an adult. It influences the types of decisions they will make as adults. It will dictate the type of people that they're around. They'll try to fill voids or anything that they mimic anything that they've seen growing up as far as being influenced by parental guidance. And so one of the things I know, and it just makes, it just puts, it just burns me up, that when there's parents who let their personal disagreements or their personal differences get in the way of raising the children, when you cannot see past how you feel about the other, especially when children are involved, I think that is the most selfish and irresponsible thing that a parent can do. It is the most irresponsible and selfish way to demonstrate your love for a child, because it says to me, and this is, like I said, my humble opinion, you're putting yourself before you're putting the child, because you're selfishly thinking about yourself and you're not thinking about how is this going to affect the child if I act a certain way toward the person that helped me create this beautiful being. How would this child view you for talking crap about the other parent? And it may not be true, because if it is true, it's going to say nothing. But what it will say about the person that's talking all the trash is that your self-esteem is so low, it was so low, that you took to the level of degrading someone else because you were sad. And that just, to me, that says a whole lot about the person that's doing all the trash talking. Like, why are you doing that? Because it doesn't show maturity in when you do that. Parents are not gonna, mother, father, even if in a good marriage, you don't agree on everything. You have disagreements, you have arguments or whatnot, but you still have to keep in the forefront of your mind that there are other people involved, and there are other people that are involved are the people that you produced, that you brought and gave life to. And so we have to ultimately keep that in mind, especially if there's a dissolution in the relationship that you're having. The question you have to ask yourself, what's more important? Is it more important for me to be mad? Or is it more important for me to put my feelings aside and make sure I do everything I can to work with my ex-significant other or my ex-spouse to make sure that the children that we produce are happy and grow up to learn that even though two people can disagree, they can also agree as well. So those are some things that I think a lot of people are just not considering, and it's sad because you can see it in the community with the children that are running rampant. You can see just go on Facebook. Oh my God. Oh, that Facebook, social media, this generation after me. And there are some people in my generation who I just really wonder how many times that they bumped their head. But they put their information out on Facebook, social media, and they just blast the parent or the significant other. And they tell all their business. And it's just like, what is that about? Like, that makes no sense. Like, you are telling everybody what's going on or what's not going on, and your kids are right there. Because some of them have the kids on Facebook, too. And I just think it's so unfortunate. Like, can we not be more mature than we're being? We have to think outside of our emotions, and a lot of us are not doing that. And in the case of the young lady not wanting the child's father to take her to Disney World because he has a significant other or love interest that will be attending the trip as well, Not because, what came up after the fact that she says, I haven't taken her yet, was the fact that I haven't taken her yet, so I don't want her going with some other female because I haven't even taken her yet. I'm like, okay, so you're not going to let the child go because you haven't taken her? That sounds like a personal problem. So, okay, it's got to be something else. Well, the other thing was she hadn't met the girl, but she had already showed where her heart was. Her emotions spoke, not her intelligence, not her logic, not her rationality. The first thing she should have said was, I haven't met her yet. She can't go if I haven't met her yet. But she says first, I don't want to let her go because I haven't taken her, and I don't want any other female taking her, and I haven't taken her first. That's the real truth behind it all. And that is what I wanted my coworkers to see. If that was the most important thing, that's what she would have said first. And then, I haven't even taken her myself. Then I would have been like, well, she did think with logic first, and then she thought with her emotions. But she thought with her emotions first, which means that is the dominant, that is the one main reason that she doesn't want her to go. There is some envy there. And I don't care how you put it, the way I'm reading it and listening to it, and as a female and as a mother, if I was her shoes, I probably would have said the same thing too, because I probably would have thought about my emotions. But I would have had to think about it if someone said, but you didn't even ask, have you met her yet? No, well, that should have been your first concern. Like, how are you with your own children? Like, how do we have any common interests when it comes to raising children? And do we have the same goals for common goals? Do you have goals for your kids and I have goals for my child? Do we have some of the same common goals that we wish the best for them? We want them to grow up, be successful and happy and safe, and they to be the best that they can be. Do we have those commonalities? Can you take care of my child as if my child was your own while my child is not in my care, although she will be with her father? But can I also can I also count on you to have his back when it comes to my child? That's what she should have been concerned about, not because you have a personal issues financially and you haven't taken your child to Disney World first as a mother. I'm sorry, that's selfish. That's just selfish. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's selfish. That's just my opinion. And I remember, I grew up in, I don't say it's a single parent home. I guess it is one way or the other. Mom had us and then dad had us. And the only thing I know I remember is how people can influence the way a child thinks. And when you have predators and those predators can be your family members as well, and that's the honest to God truth, and I mean, I had them. So when you don't know any better, you see that one parent is having issues and you know whatnot, but you have people in the family that will exacerbate an issue and make it worse than it is by saying negative things or acting certain ways when people come around. And you know, children pick up on that. And I say that to say because I want this mother to be careful. And I'm not saying that she does this all the time or this is something that she does at all, but just to be careful about letting your emotions dictate the relationship that baby has with her father. You don't want to turn your negative emotions into something that can feed into her thoughts about her father. You don't want that to happen because eventually that can backfire on you. So, I said that to say to be careful, be mindful of those things because children are very impressionable. And it can just add fuel to the fire. There's already a burning fire, and you're going to add fuel to it by having your negative feelings and emotions get involved in some of the things that you say that come out your mouth. You got to be careful what you say around the child. You have to be careful about how you express your feelings when people come around, when the other parent comes around. You have to be careful of that. And there's just so many other things that you really need to be mindful about when you are co-parenting children. And I'm going to bring up some tips that I feel that would be helpful, even if you are in the relationship still. These are tips because if you're not married, you're still co-parenting, or if you're married, you're still co-parenting. I mean, I'm married, but there's two of us in the house, and we are working together as parents to raise our children. So whether you're together or not, these rules will apply, or these tips will apply to helping you get through that co-parenting relationship. Y'all hang in. This is Nikiki. Keep it moving, and I'll be right back.
Hit me.
Good.
Talk is talking, talk is cheap. Tell it to her, don't say it to me. Cause I know I'm in control. The tricks up for kids and move them too old. Go ahead with your game. Don't ever come back to me again. Where you go, remember me. I'm the best thing in history.
But instead, I took it to Cedric's to entertain you, to D you, to DG, and never claim you. Me and Misty, we getting straight pissing. Oh, yeah, we puffing on one of them things, too. You blaming who? You maiming who? I know you ain't bringing that lame crew. Big Boy, that is Fat Sacks, T Pretty D are the same, boo, but I'm back by the Dungeon family. So you can go ahead with all that stabbing me, cause I will jab thee and slam thee and Bobby Boucher your ass, G. Yeah.
right, welcome back to the Miss Keep It Moving show. We're talking about co-parenting and dating, especially when there are children involved. If you are just joining the show, the topic came up while I was at work yesterday. One of my coworkers asked a question about, based on what the young man had posted on Facebook, if he was being selfish, would it be selfish if he just went on and took his child to Disney World with his girlfriend and just ignore how his baby mother felt? I guess because to him it just didn't make sense. He's taken the baby to Disney World before. That's just something that they do. But now he has a new love interest. If he's selfish, if he go ahead and take her and ignore what the mother feels? And on the flip side, is the mother being selfish for not wanting the child to go with the father because there's a new love interest? Now, her excuse at first was because she hasn't taken the daughter to Disney World, and so she didn't want the father to take their daughter with some other woman, and she hadn't even gotten the chance to go to Disney World with her. Okay, I'm sorry, but this is not about you. This is about the child and the child spending time with the father. Your personal issues of not being financially able to take your child to Disney World or whatever the excuse might be. Maybe it's not financial, it might be time. But one way or the other, that's not his issue, that you haven't taken her as her mother. I mean, is he supposed to stop his life and not date because you don't want the child to go? Like, I'm sorry, I just can't get with that. But I'm gonna ask a grown woman this. I'm gonna ask a question. Hey, mama, you know I see you.
Oh, you do?
You know I see you, girl.
Oh,
yeah. Listen, so you heard the scenario. So we got two people who were once together, produced a child. They're no longer together, but they co-parented very well, according to my sources. Okay? The father, now listen now, a father spends time with his daughter. He took her to Disney World last year, wants to take her again this year. To me, that indicates he spends a significant amount of time with her. He invests a lot of time with her, and that's important to me. That's the first thing I caught. The baby mother is not wanting her to go this year because now the baby father has a new love interest. Now, the mother says, I haven't even taken her to Disney World. I don't want her to go with some other woman. Okay? I thought, like, why? But then my source was like, well, she ain't even really never met her. But that's not why she doesn't want her to go. She don't want her to go because she said, I'm her mother. I need to take her before some other woman does. Not the fact that she hadn't met the other woman. She didn't want some other woman going and having fun at a Disney World with her baby daddy, their child, and another woman. That is what she saw first, and that is my opinion on it. So I say she is being selfish, but I also say if he takes that child somewhere and that mother isn't comfortable, per se, and I put quotes around that, he's being selfish. But I give him more credit than her because in this instance, we have a black man who's taking care of his business. Yes, he is moving on with his life, but he is still spending time with his child. Now, what if he went to Disney World without the child, with the girlfriend and her children, and left that child home? What would his mama have said then? Say what now?
She'd have still been mad either way.
Right.
She's mad now. She would have been really mad then. Oh, he couldn't take his child, but he could take somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Right, so it's like he can't win for losing. And
no,
I think
he cannot.
That's selfish on her part.
Well, has she moved on with her life? Has she got that's
a million-dollar question right there. That's the million-dollar question, because if you still thinking...
If she had a significant other right now, I don't think she would give a damn whether he do the baby or not. She'd be all right with it, because, you know, I ain't trying to be mean or nothing. But you know how some women are when they ain't got a significant other. Other man done moved on with another woman. That does something to them emotionally.
Right.
So, therefore, right now, she's deep in her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm saying that they need to talk this thing out, let the little baby go, meet the girlfriend or whatnot, be the bigger woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him see that you got a problem with this hip thing because you done moved on.
No, well, he already was apparent that she had a conversation with him, apparently, because he knows how she feels. He already knows.
Well,
they both put their feelings out there,
baby.
So everybody knows.
Well, then all I can say is that little baby needs to stay home with her mama and let the daddy and the girlfriend and her children go, and it's still going to be a problem either way. So,
because then the daughter's going to be mad.
And then what about the little girl when the little girl found out that mama wouldn't let me go? She could have went to Disneyland. She's going to feel some kind of way.
Right. That is my whole point. Because you still so emotionally attached to this person, whether she wants to believe it or not. You don't want the family that was supposed to be with you included, not to have you in it, but he's going to take some other chick and her kids and your child that you done had with this guy. Look, I already know what she's thinking, because I know my sources and how they think. I know that because I know one has a daughter, and the daddy don't do about jack crap. He don't do crap. So, you know, I'm thinking still legally, even if he says to her, you can't take my child to Disney World with you and your boo. She says, yes, I can. You don't do nothing for her. Well, he can say that because technically, one, you haven't taken legal action. And two, legally, he's her father legally. Two, you haven't taken any action against him not doing nothing for his child. So you don't have a ground to stand on either. So if he say, what you're going to have to do, what you've always done, is be a bigger person. So we're going to need to discuss this. Now, if he start tripping, then you know it's time to get some legal action going on. And he won't have a foot to stand on. He just won't. But legally, he does. But her case is a whole different beast. In this particular case, these two people co-parent very well. There are no big issues according to the sources. Okay? This has come up because now the father has a love interest, and he and the love interest want to go to Disney World. And of course, he wants to take his child again. And I think that's honorable. It's admirable that he wants to see his child. He don't care who he's like. But the mother is feeling some kind of way about this whole situation. I feel like they all should sit down and have, even if she hasn't met her, sit down and have a conversation. And the way her first thought was not that I haven't met this person. Her first thought was a selfish thought. I haven't even taken her to Disney World. I don't want no other woman going with her to Disney World with her daddy. That is so immature. My first thought was, well, I need to meet her because you can't take my kids with some other woman and I don't know who she is. I need to know if she's going to have your back if something happens. Like, is she going to take a bullet? Is she going to take a knife? What? I need to know before I let you. I need to know what her views are on him raising kids or what her goals are about. You know, what I need to know where her mind is. That's what's important to me. Where is this child's mind at? Not because she dating my ex, I don't care. Nigga, can you take care of my kids? Can you make sure my baby's going to be all right? Can you make sure they're eating clothes and her hair combed and she going to wash the pits in the pool? Can you make sure that happens? That's what I want to know. So I still say it would have been selfish if he'd gone and taken the baby and not considered her feelings. That would have been selfish on his part. But it's even more selfish on her part to say he can't take this baby to Disney World because he's going to take her with his newfound boo. No, 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 ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No ham, as one of my coworkers will say. No, ma'am. No ham. No Sam. That's not fair. That baby will be forever mad at the mama. And so I say to the mama, don't do that. Talk to the newfound boo. Y'all have a good grown person conversation. You the newfound boo and the daddy. Matter of fact, why don't y'all just make it a family? Go out to eat. Go play putt-putt. Do something. See how she interacts with her kids. See how she interacts with yours. See how that thing work out. But don't just say he can't take his kids because you don't know who his... No, 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 no. But that's my opinion. And, you know, I look forward to hearing from other people through chat and emails because I know I'm going to hear it. I know I'm going to get some feedback on this thing from everybody because that's my opinion. And, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. Thank God I don't have that issue, and I'm just going to speak that thing into existence that I won't ever have this issue because this right here is, ooh, I don't know how you do it. It's hard enough co-parenting in a marriage. Are you serious? How do you co-parent in relationships that involve other people? My God. Ugh, my daddy did that, and it sucked, okay? It sucked from his... Oh, my God, it was just not right. Anyway, that's a horse of another color. Rest in peace, my sweet daddy. I love you. I miss you. But that was a horse of another. We won't even talk about it tonight. That's a whole nother show. But listen, y'all, let me give you a few things to consider if you are in a co-parenting situation or you're getting ready to go into a co-parenting situation. And one thing is we have to realize is that our kids love us. They love us as mothers. They love the father. And it's hard for them, believe it or not, to hear the parents being degraded by either the parents or people that are involved in the children's life degrading the parent. It's difficult to hear that thing because they will feel like, well, what do they think about me? You know, because half of you is that parent that they're talking about. So when you before you say out your mouth something negative or act a certain way when that parent comes around and that's negative, think about who you are affecting. Think about the babies watching you do this, especially if you have some influence on them. You know, we have to, you know, take into consideration that, you know, adjustments have to be made when there are new people involved. When your ex gets a significant other, you can't expect that he's supposed to or she's supposed to drop their love interest for the sake of the family. That's not fair to the person to the new love interest or the person that's coming into the relationship. It's not fair to them either. So you, whatever is going on, and if it's a serious relationship, you have to be mindful that, hey, this is going to be someone that's going to be around my kids all the time. This is a person that I'm going to need to have as an ally. Because this person may have to be somebody that if I can't get off work, they can go get the kids. I mean, you have to think about all those things. Think about the benefits of having someone help in that co-parenting relationship. Think about the positive benefits that their role will have on that co-parenting relationship versus thinking about all the negative and considering your own emotions first. Put that kid's needs before your own feelings. That's what you need to do. You have to remember that every child has a right to be happy in a childhood. They have that right to be happy, and that it should be free of unnecessary stress. They shouldn't be seeing the parents fighting and bickering all the time. And they shouldn't see one parent alienating another parent. Don't put the kids in the middle of your mess because they can get embarrassed by the behavior. They don't need to know what's going on in court, and they don't need to hear things from the attorney, the attorneys are from family members, grandmas, or all the aunties or whatnot. They shouldn't hear all this negative stuff. They don't need to know that. You need to keep it positive, no matter how you see it. The babies need to understand that both of these parents love you no matter what. You speak as positively as you can, even if it hurts your feelings. This is not about you. It's about them. Parents should never discuss problems with feelings about the other parent in front of the child on a telephone or where the child can hear what you're saying to another parent. Don't ever discuss the legal matters with attorneys, like I said before, or anyone else where the child can hear you. Do not allow any significant other, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the wife, the husband, the friend, the family member, to disparage your child's other parent in front of them. And I am a witness to that. And that's one of the most ugly things for a child to ever have to witness. Because you're being influenced. Here are the people that, you know, have to take care of you. So if you don't take their side, then they're gonna be mad at you, and you're gonna feel alienated. So you put the child between a rock and a hard place when you do that, and it's not fair. If a child wants to call the parent and spend some time with the other parent while they're in your care, please remember, give them their privacy with that parent. Let them spend that quality time with that parent. Don't try to get all up in their grill, all up in their business. Let them have their room. Let them have their space. It's fair. You may not feel like it's fair, but it's the right thing to do. When you talk to each other, please call each other by y'all's first name. Don't call each other assholes, bitch, sluts, or whatever, MFs, whatever. Don't know, especially in front of the children. That's just as dumb as a bag of nickels. Don't do that. It's stupid and it's immature, and you're just dumb if you do. So and I say that because you have to remember they're watching you. They are watching you, and your behaviors influence the children's behaviors. It does. You need to show your child that you can be civil, that it's okay to disagree. It's okay that you don't agree on everything, but we want to make sure that our children understand that as well. We don't want to show them the ugly parts all the time. They're going to get enough of that outside of the home. They're going to have enough negative influences in society. The one thing that the child should be safe and have that's a positive for them is being able to go home and have the parents, one way where they're going home with the mother or where they're going home with the father, they should be able to feel safe and secure, loved, respected, and cared for, because society is going to give them enough hell. They shouldn't have to deal with that at home as well. So this has been your show topic, co-parenting and dating. And I hope that I was able to give you enough information to make some better decisions, some better choices in your relationships and co-parenting with your exes, and where there's children involved and significant others. Just try to be more mature about it. Think past your feelings. If you have to, get a mediator. But do not let your emotions get in the way of what is right for that child. Please don't do that. If you have any questions regarding this topic of the show, please hit me up on Facebook, the Miss Keep It Moving Show on Facebook. You can hit me on blackvibes.com under the Miss Keep It Moving Show as well. You can dial and text me at 919-964-0546. You can leave a comment under the event in Facebook as well. Co-parenting and dating, is it selfish or not? Let me know your thoughts. Please give me your feedback. I look forward to it. Until the next show, no matter what, keep it moving. Good night, y'all.
Ready or not, Here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk, awake.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. It's some vortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witches' brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got. Oh, baby, hey, baby, cause I got a lot. Oh, yeah.
Ready or not, refugee taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies do or die. Talk me high, only puff fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Nobody.
Gonna find you. Here I come.